going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
With the 13th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle, Michigan.
You know, Mike was like bumping and ready to go. But we waited. We had a couple calls and just listening to people, and because, you know, we weren't completely closed off to the idea if an opportunity came. But at the end of the day, we chose to pick him. And then I literally got three texts from teams like, right below us saying that that was their guy. So yeah, if we feel good, we feel it's a deeper group of guys where there's, and that's always a position that, and if you guys watch and study like you do, corners have come through all rounds here. And, you know, Kansas City in the past has played with guys we're looking at, we're fifth and seventh rounders. Mike was talking in San Francisco, their Super Bowl year, the guys that were late round players playing. So it's a good draft with a lot of talented kids, and it's just, you know, finding the right one for us. Mm-hmm. You know, we have 9 picks still. Like we said, the draft process, but also free agency. Like as we've said before, there's a number of really good players still out on the streets, free agency, that we've been in touch with, and a lot of those players right now are just waiting to see how the draft unfolds for a lot of teams. So we have 9. We could have more or less. You know, we're willing to go up and down for the right players. So, but we'll be looking at knees, but just not strictly knees, but good football players that fit what we're looking for.
Dolphins general manager Chris Greer there. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, let's get it rolling here this morning. Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, joins us after a long night. Finn stay with the 13th pick, take Kenneth Grant out of Michigan, somewhere between 330 and 345 pounds, a big, strong dude. So what do you think of that pick at that point? One of the needs we've been talking about is big, strong defensive lineman. What do you think?
I like the selection. I thought there was probably only one player that I would probably select ahead of him, maybe two. The cornerback from Texas and Jade Barron, and then Gray Zabel, the offensive lineman from Notre Dame. But I heard he was a top 20 selection. Anybody who thought that they possibly could have traded down to a lower pick and waited to take him, you're wrong. An executive told me that they would have drafted him. They had him rated as a top 20 talent, and they would have drafted him if Miami hadn't. He's a nose tackle, which people in the NFL tell me that and have always told me it's the second hardest position to find in the NFL. And if you run a 3-4 defense, it does not work without a nose tackle. And the better that nose tackle is, the better your 3-4 defense will be.
Yeah, he's going to play a little bit outside, though. If you think he's just going to be over the center, he's going to play out a little bit, too. And he's big. He's a quick guy. Yeah. I saw your article, and you talked about nose tackle versus defensive tackle. I think they'll flex a little bit. We just got to get him where he can play a lot of snaps and not be just a rotation guy and get used to the weather down here.
I mean, he played 500 snaps at Michigan last season, and that was one of my biggest concerns. He played over 500 snaps. Yeah, they only played 12, 13, 14 games. I can't remember how many games Michigan made it into the playoffs because, you know, now that's like an NFL season.
It is when you go to the finals. You're right.
Mm-hmm. So there's no injury risk like some of these other prospects. I initially discovered him actually looking at Mason Graham and Will Johnson. Those are, you know, two prospects that were initially viewed as top 10 talent. But as I continued to watch Michigan's film, he stole my attention and I was like, wow. And nobody was talking about him as a first rounder. And I was like, wow, this guy's a first round talent. And then all of a sudden you start to see people, you know, mocking him as a first round guy. And I was like, okay, it makes sense. And then you heard, I think Daniel Jeremiah had him taken before Miami picked in his mock draft. So this fits. A lot of people think it's a reach, but.
Oh, I don't think it's a reach. I think it's a good pick. They need to get a physical, big, strong physical mm-hmm. guy to play, and I like the pick. I got no problem with the upside, and he's got a really good coach in Austin Clark, who's done such a good job, you know, getting the most out of all those guys. And Zach's got from Christian Wilkins to Calais Campbell, and now gets a new neighbor in there, and I think it's a good pick. Hey, let's talk about moving ahead now. Today, rounds 2 and 3. Do you stick with the plan? Do you think they get outside the cornerback and offensive line positions today a little bit?
You know, what's interesting, and I think you played it a little bit, Chris Greer clearly has an idea of somebody he'd like to target in free agency at cornerback. And until Jalen Ramsey is moved, he's still on this roster. And I'm not really certain that this isn't fixable. I don't know if it is. But, you know.
Ooh, I don't know. You think Jalen's stuff's fixable to come back?
Not considering the tweet that he sent out yesterday.
Yeah, that was, I don't want to play with an average friggin' team that doesn't have very good players, doesn't want to win. Ooh, that's some stuff.
You know what it is? The contract is so, I mean, the contract is so grand that it's going to be a challenge to trade him. And you're not going to get anything of equal value. I don't know if this is not fixable. I just don't know if this is not fixable. But you clearly need cornerbacks. You need two, but you also need offensive line help. You need an offensive tackle. You need a guard.
Yes.
And maybe you can address it in free agency. And that's the thing. He, you know, Chris Greer continues to reiterate, we will be aggressive in the third phase of free agency, and there's still good talent out there. He's like, this is probably the best talent we've seen in the third tier. A lot of guys are waiting till after the draft, which makes absolute sense. And there are still some starters out there still available for you in free agency.
Hey, so we look at this outside of those three positions, which I hope they hit at least one of them today or tonight with these picks, what would you have next on the board besides the guard, tackle, the tackle, the offensive line, D line, or cornerback?
Yeah.
What would be the fourth position?
Ooh, I would double down on what my three needs are.
I love that. No, I'm with you on that. You got me. I'm with you, man.
I swear to God, the best thing Jeff Ireland ever did was help me discover the double down effect. And it's so grand that the second guy selected always turned out to be better than the first guy. And I just love that approach. I think it benefits you. You teach two guys at the same rate. They push one another. They motivate one another. And even though you didn't draft Zach Sealer, you took that same approach with him because people don't realize him and Christian Wilkins, they have the same timeline. They got to the team at the same time, and they were taught the same way. There was a point when Zach was playing better than Christian, and as you see now, they're very comparable players. Zach has done double-digit sacks for two straight seasons. That's a byproduct of the double down. So I would definitely do a double down.
So Shedeur Sanders, surprise you that he dropped it. I mean, we started hearing about this a few days ago and everybody like, how can you go from being the first or second overall pick? And now you're going to the second round. You guys don't know what you're doing. He dropped.
I never thought he was a first or second overall pick. I always knew that he would be drafted in the later first round. I did not expect a fall completely out of the first round. When Pittsburgh passed on him, which I understand why they passed on him, because they're firm believers to sticking to their board. That was a little eye-opener. And then when the Giants traded into the first round and picked another quarterback, I was like, oh, and I understand why they picked another quarterback. In the Meadowlands, you need a strong arm. And that's what they drafted from that Ole Miss quarterback. So to see Shador fall, and I think a lot of the fall probably had to do with their desire to not play for a bad team, their private desire to not play for a bad team or be put with a good organization. And yes, I am blaming a lot of this on Deion Sanders. Because there's a lot that comes with Shador Sanders, and people just don't want to deal with it.
Wow.
It seems.
Omar, damn. Well, that was one of the things they're saying. That's been his only coach, and is he going to listen to other people, or is he going to listen? I mean, obviously, he loves his father, and he should.
Listen, I'm black, I'm cultured, but that chain yesterday. Do you think any team in the NFL, even if they're the most culturally diverse team, wants their quarterback to have a diamond out, blingy, flashy chain like that, to be putting out a rap song the day he's going to be drafted? And I get it. He to drive a Bentley as an 18-year-old. I get it. Joe, you know more than anybody.
No, listen.
How these teams act and conduct themselves.
I got to tell you, I'm listening to people go back and forth. I thought it got a little black and white. I really did. I've been watching these guys, and everybody's being careful what they say.
Yeah, no, they have to.
TV and other guys. Hey, listen, I listened to Booger McFarland last night still say that he believes Shador Sanders was the best quarterback in this draft.
I know.
And Cam Ward was clearly going number one last night while he's saying that, like 20 minutes later.
Yeah. No, here's the thing that I will say, and I stand on this, and you know how I feel. The Mel Kipers of the world, because Mel had him rated number one, and the whole time, this upset me so much. The whole time Cam Ward selected, you know what ESPN's talking about? Shador Sanders. For 8 of 10 minutes, they're talking about Shador Sanders while Cam Ward is being selected. You don't see no Cam Ward highlights. You don't see UM players making plays. You don't talk about his growth and development from the three schools that he's been at. You don't hear about him being a zero-star recruit. No, you hear them talking about Shador Sanders. And that is exactly what everybody in the NFL wants to avoid. The talk for an entire season while he's a backup quarterback, when is Shador going to get on the field? Nobody wants to deal with that.
I think a lot of those guys love and have great respect for his father.
Yes,
and I think
do.
Everybody, because if dad hears something he doesn't like, he can come out
oh,
now.
Oh, yes.
I mean, that show, whatever happens when this is said and done, we're going to hear from Deion Sanders.
We definitely will. And I don't think – I said this earlier. People act like Shador – that family doesn't care where he's drafted. Shador has money. He's always had money. His family will have money. I think it's about the right opportunity and the right team. And I wish the best for him. But the bottom line for me, I didn't think he was going to be a high first-round pick because I've seen him throw in person, and that arm is not great. It's Tua-esque.
But didn't you think everybody went a little too far? Like, I read something on the air yesterday that they went a little far. Like, they're getting in entitled, and, like, it got a little – and I get if they got a problem with Deion and they think they're going to have to deal with that crazy father – you know, that crazy father that's always around going, you're not using my son right way.
Yes.
He did this for me.
Correct. Exactly. And that's exactly what they're scared of. But they do this for every single prospect.
Yeah.
Every single prospect.
Everybody gets critiqued.
Everybody gets critiqued like this, and everybody talks about them. You know, when Tom Pelissero put it out, because Tom Pelissero is the mouthpiece of the entire league. And he works for NFL Network, and I have the greatest amount of respect for Tom. When he's the one that puts out the anonymous quote, you know it's an attack. And I was like, damn.
Yeah, no, that was listen, sometimes some of these things are said, and then people turn around and go, well, now we can get him. Well, we hope we put enough trash out there. Yeah. Now we can grab him and get him in the draft.
That's exactly what it is. I thought that was a strategic plant to make sure that he falls. And, well, he did. But here, it's not about where you're selected, and this is for every single draft pick. It's about what you do with that opportunity when you get there. And to me, who cares that he's a second-round pick? Jalen Hurts.
No, I agree. By the way, you're still going to have a chance. I totally agree with you. If you can play at the end of the day, Chris is right. If you come in and you're showing up and look at the media guys are sitting there going, hey, that number such and such is having another great day. And then the preseason, mm-hmm. he keeps playing. Finally, somebody goes, he can just flat out play. And you know, we're hoping that happens. And so is every other team that has it. Were you surprised, by the way, Will Johnson, defensive back out of Michigan, also did a nice slide out of that guaranteed first round contract?
Where there's smoke, there's fire, Joe. And you've heard for weeks about this knee injury, for a week about the knee injury. And there's always a prospect or two or player or two that slides out of where they're projected to go. Like Jay Ajayi was one of those guys. And you never know what the reason is. And most of the time, it's either medical or some luggage that this kid is carrying. And clearly, Will Johnson's medical has a red flag on it that will allow him to be pushed down the draft. Now, somebody's going to take a risk on him in this because he's clearly the top cornerback in this draft play wise. But the fact that you don't have a 40 time on him. The fact that he moved, I looked at his video of his pro day workout, and you could see that there was still something there. The turf toe is a really scary injury, especially for cornerbacks because they use their toes and feet to plant. So this is a guy that might need a redshirt season.
Hey, by the way, just so you know, Jay Ajayi was bone on bone when he got here, and that's why he's a 3 or 4 year. By the way, great call by the doctors to say, hey, he's got a few years, but he ain't going to have a long career. And they go, let's do it.
That is exactly what it is. And I don't know what the medical issue is with Will Johnson. He could be bone on bone. He could have like what Frank Gore had, where Frank Gore ultimately had to tear his two ACLs for them to heal, for him to become a Hall of Fame player. I don't know what the situation is, but these NFL teams do. And a lot of times guys slide for things like this.
Yeah. Well, listen, it was a fun night, man. I got to tell you, nothing like the first round of an NFL draft. It from top to bottom to guys that got back in it late with a couple of trades to here we go for rounds 2 and 3. And I hope you're right, though. I sure would like to see the Dolphins double down on a couple of those positions. You and I agree on that. So, Omar.
Yeah,
man. Thank you so much. Appreciate you coming on.
No problem. I'm a Wyatt Millam guy today. My Wyatt Millam and Jackson Slater. Let's get us some offensive linemen.
All right. So I was going to ask you, got any other names for us? I didn't know how detailed you wanted to get. I want to put you on the spot. You got some names you like?
Tate Rutledge. I just need somebody better than Lee Meinemert. Please. Pretty please.
Yeah. No, you don't want that coming into minicamp. And I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Omar.
All right, guys.
Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist joining us this morning. Was that ACL thing he just said? Sometimes you got to get a couple ACLs to get them right. Boy, I'll tell you what, man. All right. We got to go to break, man. We've got a lot of stuff going on here this morning. And by the way, a lot more. What a great weekend this can be. So we got the draft today, rounds 2 and 3, big rounds important for everybody, including the Dolphins, who have a pick with both. Saturday, tomorrow, we got rounds 4 through 7, and both our hockey team and basketball team playing at the same time. Both 1 o'clock starts in Dade and Broward County. How good is that? One team's down 2 games, the other's up 2 games. And so we'll see. I think the Heat are going to get one of these games. I do. I think they're going to get one of these 2 games against Cleveland. And, boy, I'll tell you what, if you missed it, we got some sound of just – you want to know what a rivalry is. It's what took place in Game 2 last night as the Panthers shut out the Lightning 2-0. There is absolutely no love, no like, pure hatred – when you talk about those two playing against each other, man. It is just amazing. Hey, I'll tell you what. I want to tell you about something else that's amazing for this weekend. You got to get out to your South Florida Chevy dealers. If you're looking around right now for an SUV or a truck, man, we've got some unbelievable products for 2025 that we're jacked up about. I got a 2025 Tahoe. I went out and got a big, comfortable Tahoe. And I was saying, I really don't need all this space, but I sure do like it. And that's what I did. And I almost got the 2025 Traverse. And folks, if you like a midsize, my wife's not big on the big SUVs. She likes a midsize. I got to tell you, the 2025 Traverse has got everything you need. Plenty of room for everybody and plenty of room for the cargo with a turbocharged 2.5 liter and an unbelievable look. One of my favorite looks in the Chevy family is the 2025 Traverse. It is hot. The all-new Equinox. Oh, my gosh. Wait till you see it. It's also smoking right now. But I got to spend some time telling you about our cleanup hitter, the durable one, the Silverado trucks. Boy, I'll tell you right now. You know, I always talk about all the different trucks. It's almost like they've custom-made a truck for you. When it comes to Silverado, let's talk about the big, strong trucks. You do a lot of heavy lifting with your truck and pulling with your truck, heavy loads. Well, you need a truck that you can depend on. Well, we got four strong options for you. Four strong options of engines and durability, each one delivering commanding power with roll-formed high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, 12 standard tie-downs, and the hardest working bed in the business helps conquer your toughest jobs you've got going on right now. Whether it's pleasure or work, South Florida Chevy dealers are waiting for you for an SUV or truck. This weekend, if you got some time, we've got 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Take a test drive and then sit down because they got some great offers going on right now at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Joe, before we get back to it here, we do have a few things to get people caught up on, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
I told you, ask me what I'm laughing about. This whole situation is just... Omar comes on and says crazy stuff.
So Omar comes on and says stuff, and my phone... I don't know about... I can't speak for the text messages, but my phone blows up about what he say. I get more... What did he just say when he... I got 7 messages from Omar from the ACL to the defensive tackle / nose
I think if
tackle.
You asked Omar what he said, he probably wouldn't even remember a couple minutes later. He probably doesn't even know. Let me get this.
All right,
let me get
go
this
ahead,
in
man.
Here, though. First, I will tell you, at some point today, we'll make someone's Friday and give them tickets to see Jeff Ross.
Oh, good.
Everybody needs to laugh.
Everybody needs a little.
Laughter is important, right?
I got to tell you, however you feel about this, and I'll let you keep going, Woody. It's just like, look, man, let's let him play if you're already bummed out on this draft, which I don't know why you would. We need offensive line for all you offensive line. Shut up, Joe Rose. I don't want to hear anything about offensive line. I agree. We still need to do more. Anyway, what else you got?
Boy, all right. Nice transition here. WQM's Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars presented by Edmore Sawgrass Automall is back on Friday, May 9th at Tabacona Plantation Walk.
Man, I hope everybody will come out there. Chris Atkins.
That's our guy.
Thank you, man. Thank you for always sponsoring this stuff. And he's great out there. Listen, hanging out and having a couple of drinks with him. I'm not whiskey, but I'm going to drink my tequila.
I know. You can also get whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. It is free. So that's always good. Space is limited. You can RSVP now, WQAM.com. Reserve your spot. Be a Tabacone at Plantation Walk. Again, presented by our friends at Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Joe, they won 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks online at EdmoreSawgrass.com.
The big dog over there is special. Teddy got to know he got a special one over there. Chris Atkins.
Do we dare say Big Horse?
Big Horse. Mm. Definitely Big Horse. Oh. As long as it's not a female, you can say Big Horse. I threw Big Horse at somebody the other day, and I got another.
Not
like
a woman,
women.
Right?
Yeah, but it was.
You called another woman a Big Horse?
I'm out of habit. I go, you are a friggin' Big Horse.
You know, she probably doesn't listen to the show, so she doesn't get like your
Doesn't everybody
your
get if somebody
stuff,
calls
right?
you a like, Big Horse, like, whoa, you're damn good.
She may not know that, though.
And women
like, that's...
go, excuse me? I got another one of those, excuse me?
Dude, that's something you made up to talk about, like, Derrick Henry. So, like, they probably don't know your inside joke from the show that, like...
You're really good at what you
do.
You're
a big horse.
Yeah, she
probably doesn't know that. When you call a woman...
Dominate.
When you call a woman a big horse, it's, you know, she probably takes it literally. So she doesn't know. She probably doesn't listen to the show. Probably not a fan of the show.
It was one of my daughter's friends.
Obviously not a fan now.
And she goes, oh, she's doing this and that. And I go, damn. I go, you become a friggin' big horse. And I was like, oh, man. She goes, oh, I don't know. And my daughter's like, no, that's good. No. He does that. And you know, and I know later on how she explained it. Because she goes, does he think I'm heavy? And I go, no, I didn't mean that. That didn't.
You know, if it happens once, it's like, all right, I get it, but. This is now two
times. I literally got to get rid of. The next time I say big horse about anything, just tell me shut up. Don't.
I don't know. Why don't next time, why don't you just call her a pig while you're at it, too?
Well, a pig wouldn't be. A big horse.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Is pig much worse? I don't know.
Maybe not.
Again, she probably takes it as like you're literally calling her a large horse.
I didn't mean it. Then my wife, of course, followed it up with. I was waiting. I didn't want to say anything in front of anybody in the family, but you got to stop with the big horse. And then you brought it up, and I was like, oh, boy. See, now I got you. You go to it. So you got to stop me. Just if you see me go, don't say big horse.
Somebody said, they gave us some of your Hall of Fame slogans. You have hang in there, grab a salad, you're a big horse, enjoy the baby. Harold's Hall of Fame slogans.
By the way, grab a salad has got to stop too. I found out that's not.
Richie checked in here with us.
How's Richie?
Asked, well, he said good morning. Ask Watermelon Head if he's coming out to the Formula One race.
I am. I'll be out there.
Really?
On Saturday, I will.
I'll be out there on Saturday as well. I'll look to maybe I'll tail you into whatever VIP area you're going into.
Why? What's wrong with you?
No, it's okay.
Every time
I'm going to walk
do...
over there, I'm going to look at you. I'm going to show Leon and say, Uncle Joe doesn't want to let us in. Sorry.
That's where you're at your best. Shield that kid.
Yep.
Make me look like a clown. Great. It's kind of cool, man. Some of those guys got, just watching some of the highlights from last night, some of those guys got real emotional getting. That's a big change, man. Yeah. Your friggin' life. Woody, first round, those guys can get a whole bunch of money before they play one snap. That signing bonus is friggin' huge for everybody in that first round.
Well, hell, I don't know anyone was happier than Travis Hunter last night. Find out he didn't have to go to Cleveland.
Well, he's staying close to home.
That was pretty. I mean,
I don't know
if
how much
if you
was.
Could choose between Cleveland or Jacksonville.
I think he just wanted to go high.
I know.
He didn't come out and say, I hate Cleveland.
No, but, you know.
Well, Cleveland's
if you had your choice.
Cleveland got a whole bunch of picks now.
That thing's a mess.
See what happens.
They make our situation look good.
Why you got to bring us up? Can you just enjoy Kenneth Grant for today? Or
sure.
And then see what happens from here. Just,
okay.
Just try.
I'm enjoying it. It's, you know, it's good.
Full of sarcasm again today.
No, it's fine. It wasn't going to be a sexy pick.
I hope a couple more of them aren't very sexy either. If big guy's on the line of scrimmage.
God, I wonder who's going to be available later in this round.
I'd like to see him get at some point Jalen Rivers.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. We usually let the hometown guys go though, don't we?
See, there you go.
What?
You can't help yourself.
That's traditionally been
what
we've done.
Everything you do, you followed up with some negative comment.
Sorry.
All right, hey, we got to go to break here. I'm going to try to cut down on just how far
people
behind
are ripping
on
you for your big horse thing again, twice now. You're all 0-for-2 on that.
At least I didn't ask some woman
if she was pregnant
and had to leave a party. By the way, they did me a favor. It's one of those. Art gallery thing. I don't go to art gallery parties. I did one for the family back then. I will never go to another art gallery. Certain things at this point in my life, if I don't want to do them, I used to suck it up, and I'm not sucking up anything. I'm not. If it's a play, I don't want to go to a play.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
I'm not. I'm changing.
I don't believe you. Your wife goes, we're going to the art museum. You're going to the damn art museum. And by the way, you're right. Those places suck. I hate looking at art. It's the most boring thing in the world.
Somebody goes, hey, you go, and they go, what do you think of that right there? Isn't that nice? And I go, eh.
You go, I could have painted that.
Honestly, I'd rather have a picture of Babe Ruth up there on my wall. Or if it was up to me, I'd just have all my favorites. Roger Federer up there, a little Michael Jordan with the tongue out, slam dunking over some guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of where I'd go.
Maybe she doesn't try to go at this point because you're such a nightmare to go with. I could only imagine how annoying you'd be at a place like that.
Well, I fell asleep at the New
York
at
did.
A play.
That how do you go. Do that? Those plays are good, man.
That's right. You like plays?
I do. I do like a good play. I mean, especially like on Broadway. Yeah, I see a show on Broadway.
I don't know, but we got
How do you fall asleep in the middle of
You know, you can go
show?
Get drinks at halfway
You're lucky
through.
They didn't stop the show and call your ass out.
No, I was fighting it.
You're
it wasn't
snoring,
like I just...
You're sitting there snoring like
she
a...
She kept drilling me in the side. I go, stop. She goes, oh, my God, it's embarrassing. I'll never do this again with you. I go, good, good. And so now she does. She goes up there and goes with friends.
Is that your thing? So you feel like if you cause a scene that you'll never have to do it again? That's actually pretty smart.
Hey, we got to go to break, Woody. We are running a little bit late.
You could write a book on all this, man, the relationships and how to get out of stuff.
I prefer to stay out of relationships. I'm working on relationships with everybody right now.
I think
now.
Your book would be going a lot of different directions.
It
would be an interesting book.
I'm working on just...
Go to a museum, though. You'll enjoy it.
So let me ask you, is your wife like that stuff?
Yeah, of course she does.
tell her call my wife.
That's great. You and I will go to a game. Let them go to the art museum. Wife, man.
You know, we can all do that. Hey, on a serious note, just for a second here, before I get in more trouble.
Don't they all like that stuff? I don't know.
No, but when I talk about something that happens in my personal life, then it costs me like 2 or 3 days because once somebody hears it at the house and they're going,
I swear, I hope this gets
like,
back to you. And
so
she goes, we're going to the Miami Art Museum this weekend.
Beverly's,
what if she hit you with that?
Beverly's Jewelers. You had a great.
You're gonna go out. I did have a great experience.
Great experience at Beverly's Jewelers.
That ring went over really well.
I knew it.
Man.
I told you,
yep,
and now I'm telling everybody. I got somebody else right now, a young man that said, "I'm getting," and I don't want to say who it is because you would know who it is, Woody. His son said, "Hey, they've been giving me a hard time, but I'm getting ready to get engaged, and they said to ask you first because my dad said I don't know if you're ready." And I go, "Look, if you're gonna do it and you're in love, you go for it, man." If you think you're ready and you guys know each other, if you've lived together, I think it's a great idea. Now you need to get the perfect diamond engagement ring. So Beverly's Jewelers got a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond. I know you're on a budget. VVS Clarity E-Color set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. It is gorgeous. She is going to start bawling and tell you how much she loves you. Let's hurry up and do it, man. Choose from all shapes. Larger sizes available at similar savings, but hurry. This deal's for a limited time, but it is great. I got to tell you, birthdays, anniversaries, anything. It's the only place I've ever gone, so I don't know anything else. But Beverly's Jewelers for 30-plus years, and I want to let you know, gold prices are at an all-time high, and Beverly's is paying top dollar for your gold, silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. Hey, Beverly's Jewelers, a place I've trusted for a long time in Fort Lauderdale off Commercial Boulevard or online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers really is where South Florida gets engaged.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
What was your mindset down the stretch after your captain Alexander Barkov left the game?
Yeah, it's tough to see. You know, anytime your best player goes down like that, you're obviously, it's tough to lose him. He's, he does everything for the squad. So, we care about him a lot, and he's a tough guy. So, I'm sure he'll be fine. But, you hate to see that.
How did you see the emotions of this rivalry play a part in tonight's game?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we expected anything less. Two teams that have played each other a lot in the playoffs, and that rivalry is just growing and growing. And we just hate them more and more every time we play them. So it makes for good hockey.
Oh man, what a rivalry, man! And last night, after a 2-0 win, Big Bob the shutout. The bad news coming out is Barkov gets a brutal cheap shot. Brandon Hagel hits Barkov, and hopefully he's going to be okay. He didn't come back in the game because Barkov is just so good and set up that first goal off the faceoff, which, sometimes, you hear a guy win 78% of the faceoffs, and they're showing you in between periods how it's incredible what he does and set it up from, I believe, Reinhardt on the pass after getting it from the faceoff and then right over to Nate Schmidt, who had his third goal last night. Just really the difference in the game. Empty netter at the end there by Bennett. But up 2-0 coming home, man. Hey, Tampa Bay, all those great scores. Top scoring team in hockey in the regular season. They got 2 goals. Get shut out at home. after a game that everybody, almost everybody, said, ah, Tampa Bay's going to bounce back and they're going to be fine and all that. And, boy, they stick it to them again. And defensively, just so, so good. I had to tell you, Big Bob had some nice saves. Didn't have a lot, 19 saves in the game in the shutout. But, boy, they're making it tough on them. Tough on them. What are they, 0 for 5, if I'm not mistaken, on power plays last night. Tampa Bay just.
They got after the Panthers early, too, in that game. Looked
they
like
did.
Have some,
they had some chances early. I think it was point right in front
and
there.
They weathered the storm.
And missed at the point. And
you try. That's the second time you tried to do
again.
That.
I tried it again. It didn't work great. No.
Well, we have another hour to go.
Lot of stuff. So everybody wants to know that he's going to be payback for what he did to Bar. I don't know, but if those guys, Sam Bennett being one of them, gets a chance, if those guys know if I'm Brandon Hagel, I may want to.
No need though, man. No need.
No.
Just go out and beat their ass.
Yeah. Just
there's
stay physical.
No need to fight. You know, right at the puck drop.
We're a physical team anyway. The way we play, but
no,
the cheap
no need
shots.
To sink down to their level. Look. You have control of the series right now, right? You don't need to start mixing it up with these guys and playing the game that they want to play.
Yeah.
I think you just go out there, you take game three, and you finish them.
Yeah, so, they have looked in these first two games so good.
They're the better team.
Well, listen.
They're the better team. You don't want to get roped into this fighting nonsense that these guys want to do. Because they know they're not as good.
But a little bit, I mean, just maybe one little scrap or something. It's just kind of good for the crowd at home.
I guess. I'd rather take one of those 6-2 poundings here.
No.
Like we had in game one.
Well, don't worry.
In one of those.
If it gets ugly, Tampa Bay's going to be looking to fight.
Yeah, and the Panthers are going to be looking to hang 10 on those guys.
All right, so anyway, that was Panthers up 2-0. The Heat back home, by the way. And you know what we're going to do? They decided hockey and basketball got together and said, hey, what do you say game three for both teams? Let's play them on the same day, same time. Both 1 o'clock games tomorrow, the Heat. Try to get one from the Cavs. And of course, up in Sunrise, Panthers and the Lightning, Amerant Bank. Well, I'll tell you what. How good is Amerant Bank since they took over, put their name on the building, and started sponsoring that? How fun has that been for Jerry and Orly and those guys? How good is that?
It's been pretty good. They got in at the right time.
You think?
They bought low. Yeah, isn't that what they say? You're supposed to buy low. And
holy smokes. They must feel like they own a piece of this team right now, man. It's been great.
Smart investment, yes.
Jeez.
Hey, man, at some point, I don't know, someone should say something from one of these leagues. What a screw job to put both games.
I don't think they care.
But they're both home games. 1 o'clock, by the way, especially for a hockey game, is like a really unusual time to start.
Not going to affect anybody. It's going to be a game one at home.
Yeah, it will affect people.
No, it won't.
Of course it will. I know you think nobody can be fans of both teams at once, but like.
The people that are going to the games are all going. It's good. They're both going to be sold out.
I understand that.
Okay.
But I just, man, there's got to be a way to stagger them just a little bit.
I'll give you a good one. I'm sure research has said, and I don't know. I don't have an answer. It used to be you're either a hockey fan or a basketball fan. But the Panthers have been so friggin' good over the last couple of years. There's been a lot of people join the party. But I would like to know, like, how many people that aren't going to the games just going to watch one or the other or just do their own thing? But yeah, it's weird. 1 o'clock games for both. Woody, I don't think they care. I don't think the leagues get together and go, hey, we notice.
I'm going to disagree with you on that one, man, because it's going to cost both of them viewers. It just is.
Maybe.
Like, that's the reality.
That's
it is going to cost eyeballs. Most people cannot watch two games at once. I happen to be one of those people. I struggle to, first of all, I don't have a big room with multiple TVs like you do. But
why? See, there you go. You can't. Everything got.
But not
be a
everyone
shot.
Has that. Not everyone
Goldie's
has.
Goldie's
like,
got it. I went to Goldie's house and he got 19. Like I go, Gold, how many of these can you watch? He goes, you actually get used to it.
Yeah, but not everyone's got like a sports book in their house where they could set up multiple televisions.
Why you got? There's another shot. Now you took a shot at Goldie, who doesn't like you to start with.
Really? I like Goldie.
No,
that sucks.
And you thought it was just a guy you used to work with didn't like you.
Yeah, that guy. I don't know, man. I just. Don't know why they can't figure out a way to stagger the games just a little bit, but
I know we got 1 o'clock games tomorrow, and that's not changing. We're not going to hear something tonight on the news like, oh, by the way.
Someone said that's what the last channel button on your remote is for. And you know what? Yeah, in the old days when I had, you know, just like regular cable, yeah, you could do that. But they're all on different apps now. Everything's on an app in my world, unfortunately.
I got to ask you, Woody, how much started at 8 o'clock did you watch last night?
Of the draft?
You didn't go the whole thing, did you?
Well, I mean, I don't want to lie to you. I watched the Panther game till it finished.
Okay.
So I watched some of the pre-draft coverage a little bit. I kept, you know, trying to get as much in as I could.
By the way, the pre-draft to that thing last night belongs to College Football Game Day. Nick Saban was, I thought, really good with his experiences and stuff. They got into college athletes now, the NIL, trying to find players that have been through this NIL thing and jumping around, and does it affect how you look at them as pros? And and by the way, organizations that have figured this out and everybody being on the same page, he said there's 8 to 10 to 12 teams that have, from ownership down to coaches, GMs, and scouts, all on the same page. 8 to 10 teams, the rest of them are still lost. And they were, you know, I just thought the topics and conversations were great, because, you know, whether you're one of the teams that's got your act together or one of them that seems like they've been doing some crazy ass stuff like us this off season. By the way, I gotta say this: there's no way Jalen Ramsey can come back. Did Omar try to say that Jalen Ramsey can come back? Boy, I'll tell you what.
Well, what if you can't trade him?
No, I get it, but I'm just saying. No, you're right. But
yeah, but it would be the Dolphins allowing him back, because they said that they were the ones that decided he couldn't play for them anymore, right?
I'm guessing if it got to that point where you had that much egg on your face and you had to call his agent and say he's got to come back, we couldn't do it. It would look bad.
Yes.
It is not going to look good. No. I'm talking, he will be toxic to this team. That's where I was getting at.
He might have been toxic regardless, but
By the way, make him a captain. See how that goes. Oh boy. Got any thoughts? You're not talking again today, Jalen. Yeah, he didn't even show up for our captain thing today. Wow. Yeah.
It'd be nice if that wasn't a hole on the team
once
right
you
now.
Went
right?
All in on that one. Anyway, we'll see, man. I wonder if they move him during this time, the next couple of days, or if it's down the road. All right, 9 o'clock hour, man. We are running super late. We'll get into everything here. We got to talk about Michael. We don't have to. I like talking about Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage. He's been with us forever, and we know how good he is at what he does, and that's getting you approved for a mortgage quickly. I got to tell you, whether it's being a first-time home buyer, self-employed, been declined by the banks, fixed rates in the fives, Michael Cacci is going to get you the lowest rate and get you approved a lot faster, because even on a weekend, you can call with your information. He's already getting forms filled out and getting you approved and moving ahead with the program that he's got. I'm telling you right now, get you approved, get that mortgage done in half the time of the big banks. This is what you do when you do great service, and you've been doing this for more than 35 years you've been doing it. And whatever mortgage, I know one of the more popular mortgages we have here in South Florida is a reverse mortgage. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify, and you're sitting here like most of us, and your home's either paid off or almost paid off, and you could use that equity, reverse mortgage might be perfect for you and your wife. And I just want to let you know, Michael Cacci can do it. It's one of the many things that he does. Google reviews on the web. Check him out. It's Choice Mortgage Reviews. Saying a lot of nice things about Michael Cacci. I think you're going to love working with him, really, because he just gets things done real quickly, and it's quality work across the board. Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage truly has no life. 7 days a week, this man is working. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. MLS 166254, rates and terms, subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. Give him a call this weekend.